Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Daily Ticker time on a Thursday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Big Ten Media Days are going on. Final day today, right? I think this is it. Wraps up today.
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
So the final schools are going today. It's been great. Look, I'll say this as a guy who gets home early from work and sits around and watches TV for half the day.
Yeah.
Having Big Ten Media Days on is great. It's just football content. Players come through, coaches come through. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy. Oh, let's learn about these players. So I've had a lot of Big Ten Network on my TV this week, and it continues and wraps up today. And USC goes today. Mm-hmm. Big, big year for old Lincoln Riley. Our guest today for the Daily Ticker is our great friend Ryan Abraham of USCFootball.com, at Inside Troy on Twitter. And Ryan, he's on our YouTube
he's
as well.
On YouTube
hey,
as
look
well.
At that. We made that work out. That's awesome. So you can go watch him on YouTube as well. Ryan, before we get to you and ask you a question, I want to start here. This happened the other day on ESPN Radio, and it kind of ties into what we'll probably ask you about, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
The thing that I'm most excited about Big Ten Media Days is I want to hear Lincoln Riley try to explain his last 2 years, because I can't think of anybody's whose coaching has been more fraudulent since his first year with Caleb Williams. And I say that as somebody who admired what Lincoln Riley did at OU. I didn't admire the way he left. But I really think, and I know a lot of people are still gnashing teeth in Norman and Oklahoma City and across that state, but I frankly believe the Sooner Nation is better off today than it would have been had he stayed around, because there is something wrong with this guy, Dorian. I know we don't have time. I know we're at the end of the segment, but I did want to close on that note. I am underwhelmed, and I can't think of a coach in modern time who's making the kind of money that he's making who has done less.
And Jimbo Fisher comes to mind. Jimbo but Feinbaum's got him in the crosshairs, so he's clearly a talking point. Big year for him. Your thoughts on that, and what is ahead for Lincoln Riley this year?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma was like 5-7 last year, so I'm not sure that the Sooners are better off. But
right.
I would say, I mean, he's not wrong, right? I mean, as far as year one was great, 11 wins, get another Heisman. That's always important to USC. They have 8 trophies now, and he's done really good with quarterbacks. But as far as building a team from scratch, and he had to do that, you know, we didn't know. He didn't have any track record. And I think this will definitely be a telling year. I mean, they lost a bunch of games they shouldn't have last year, you know, to go 13-11 over the last couple of years in the regular season. That's not going to cut it. So, I mean, I think the criticism is fair. And I think there was a lot wrong with the football program and the athletic department at USC. I think Jen Cohen, who came down from Washington, has done a really nice job trying to fix a lot of the stuff. But this is to me, it's not that hard of a schedule. everything has been fixed around Lincoln Riley. So if he's not able to win on Saturdays this year, there's only one place you can point. I think they've put a lot of resources into trying to make Lincoln Riley successful. So this is a good year for Lincoln Riley to prove that, hey, Paul Feinbaum, you're wrong about that. You know, he's still a really good coach. If he can't win this year, I mean, it's really hard to disagree with a lot of what Paul said.
Yeah, Ryan, you cover that program as well as anybody, probably the best in our estimation, because you're a regular guest here when we talk USC football. I'm just curious, context matters, right? Like, people love to give the hot takes and talk about how disappointing somebody is or fire this guy. What is a successful season for Jen Cohen and the USC alums for Lincoln Riley in year four that maybe keeps them happy and says, okay, let's see what year five is going to be? What is that for the Trojans?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if 8-4 is going to cut it. I think it has to be like a 9-3 type of situation where you're on the cusp of, you know, playoff consideration or on the cusp of being in the top four of the Big Ten, you know, the Big Ten standings at the end. And, you know, certainly not 6-6 and losing to Maryland. But I think you got to get over that. There's, you know, a couple really tough game, the at Oregon game, the at Notre Dame game, you know, two playoff teams that you're playing on the road. And even, you know, at Illinois, they're, you know, a ranked team, you know, fairly early in the season. But, you know, outside of that, I think there's just a lot of winnable games, and the games at home like Michigan and Iowa. I mean, you know, they should be able to get those done. If you can't do that and get to 9-3, you're probably losing games that you're favorite and, you know, maybe another fourth quarter lead and things like that. You know, for them to lose five games last year where they led in the fourth quarter, I mean, it shows they were there. And so I feel like you have to take strides. They shouldn't have been 6-6 last year. You know, maybe it's more of a 7-5 or 8-4 type of team. To get to 9-3, I don't think it's that big of a stretch. I think outside of that, the fans probably aren't going to be happy. And I don't think, you know, Jen Cohen and the athletic department would be happy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Interesting. Ryan Abraham's our guest. USCfootball.com. Live on YouTube as well. Shout out to Ryan for making that happen. Big Ten Media Day is going on day three. USC is up today. You can follow Ryan on Twitter at Inside Troy. I mean, just on this front of how does he kind of put it all together this year, how does Ryan Abraham feel about the roster? Like, you know, lost some guys, Branch leaving in the transfer portal. You know, the new quarterback starts, Maiava, I think is how you say it, at the end of the year last year, and I think they're bringing him back as a starter this year. Defense made steps, but still not elite. Like, how do you feel about the roster that he's put together going into year four?
You know, I think the defensive side, when they brought in Danton Lynn, that helped a ton. And I think they were fundamentally sound on defense, but they really lacked size up front, and they addressed that in the offseason. Depth at linebacker could be a bit of an issue, but I think the rest of the defense should be better. I like the roster. The defensive line just looks different when you watch practice. It's a bunch of big guys over 300 pounds instead of guys that were 275 and got to 295 and were trying to play in the middle. I think that'll help force some negative plays. The big question for me is on the offensive side. You know, they brought in their starting guard coming in for Purdue. It still isn't eligible yet. He's working through NCAA stuff. I think the offensive line has to be better, but Jaden Maiava, you know, goes 3-1 at the end of the season, but a lot of the time he was on the field was pretty, you know, it was underwhelming, and that there were some big mistakes including like two, you know, full field pick sixes in the Notre Dame game when you were driving to tie it. So I feel like he needs to make strides. And for the criticism of Riley, he's the quarterback guy. Like, he's had so many great quarterbacks. If you had him as your starter at the end of the season and then had the whole offseason to work with him to kind of raise that floor to maybe eliminate some of those big mistakes, but keep that high ceiling where it is, I think Lincoln Riley could be the guy to do it. If they don't make strides at quarterback and score more points than they were doing last year, I think that's going to be a real big problem. But I like the roster is much better overall. And like I said, they fixed a lot of stuff around them. They brought in a new strength and conditioning coach. There's really no other excuses now than for the head coach to put it together and win a bunch more games.
I want to ask you about some of the roster pieces that they have for some of us who don't dive in fully to the depth charts and whatnot. I do want to ask, though, quickly, Feinbaum had said something in that clip of like, there's something going on with this guy. And like, I don't know where that comes from, or he's just saying that because he hasn't had quite the success yet. You talk to these alums, you talk to these boosters, you talk to fans, you hear from them, all that. When you talk to maybe people in the know, what is your read on Lincoln Riley and maybe why this hasn't popped going into year four quite the way that I certainly thought it would, and it started out that way? Why hasn't it popped? What is it about L.A. and USC for Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. It seems that he likes, you know, Los Angeles, and they got that amazing home, like overlooking, you know, Palos Verdes and the ocean and everything. you know, so I think he likes that part of things. And, you know, he took over a great situation at Oklahoma with Bob Stoops. Now that's building something. And to be fair, everything around him in the athletic department, there were so many things that were wrong. They were way behind on NIL and all of that. And I think now going forward, I think one of the bigger mistakes he made was not focusing on local recruiting. And this offseason, they brought in Chad Bowden from Notre Dame as the general manager. He's the one that built the roster that went to the national championship game. And he changed a lot of the philosophies in the department. And they're going through their, you know, they now have the number one recruiting class for 2026. Mm-hmm. So every battle that they would have with Oregon for a big Southern California kid, they were losing. Now they're winning a bunch of those. I think they're doing it much better and focusing on some of the local, you know, the big local high schools and having more of a focus on high school recruiting than the portal. I think Lincoln Riley even said they probably emphasized the portal too much, like in year three. After the first year or two, you can kind of go to high school recruiting. They were sort of hesitant to do that. They're doing that now, and I think that's going to help going forward. But it's been this slow process to have so much success in year one and then just really kind of tripping over your own 2 feet for the next couple of years. It's time now to like turn things around and get it going for Lincoln Riley. I think a lot of the fan base are not very happy with where he is right now. And I think this is the opportunity. You go out, you can start 4-0 fairly easily against the schedule and try to get some momentum going and actually be a factor in the Big Ten in year two, where USC really wasn't a factor last year. And Oregon obviously comes in and wins the league. So they would like to be much more of a factor in the whole Big Ten race than they were last year.
Well, and let's close here, Ryan, because it is going to be a fascinating year for them. We were doing a segment the other day about most interesting storylines going into the Big Ten this season. And I think, you know, a couple of us mentioned USC and just everything that's on the plate for Lincoln Riley and the big year that he's having. What's the best case scenario for USC this year? What's the worst case scenario for USC this year?
I mean, I think it's going to be tough to, you know, you can win all these games, but I feel like, you know, maybe it's a 10-2 kind of thing where you're going to the college football playoff for the first time. And if you could win one of those against, you know, Oregon or Notre Dame on the road, maybe one of those teams has a little bigger step back than maybe you thought and, you know, lose to like Illinois or something. You know, I, if you could do that, sweep your home schedule and get a big road win and one of those, you know, big ones, I think that would be, you know, really successful and get a lot of momentum. I feel like that's sort of where if things sort of click and fall into place, that's where it could go. But we saw, I mean, you can't say any game's a gimme when USC is the only team to lose. You know, Maryland's only win in the Big Ten last year was USC. Like, that's, you can't tell me there's a game on the schedule that USC couldn't lose. So, I mean, they could be back to a 6-6 kind of situation if things don't fall right. So I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah. You can, after what we saw last year, you can't count really anything out.
Yeah. Well, give us a name maybe that's not getting the pub that they should and that you think is going to pop. And a lot of us people watching Big Ten football this year, we're going to go, oh man, this kid is amazing.
Yeah. I'll give you two on the receivers. Cause you mentioned like Zachariah Branch, they lost some 5-star receivers to the portal. Zachariah Branch, Juice Robinson, but the two guys they have left, Mekhi Lemon and Jacoby Lane, and Mekhi Lemon is here in Vegas for media day. I think last year they went in with like five number one guys, and this year there's like two alphas in the receiver room. And Jacoby Lane is big, and he plays like he's a big player. You know, 12 touchdowns last year, and Mekhi Lemon just gets open and makes a ton of plays. I think those two guys, now the focus will be on two receivers instead of like five or six. I think it's going to help. I think both of them will shine this year.
Great stuff. Ryan Abraham, USC football up today in Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas. USCfootball.com at Inside Troy. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating season for Lincoln Riley. He was kind enough to hop on YouTube, so our listeners got to look at him.
Yeah, thanks a ton for
always
that,
love catching up with you, talking USC football. Thanks as always, my man, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.